The warm summer evenings at Tanglewood, as the Boston Symphony serenades and the sunsets, may seem far away after this weekend's snow and cold, but the schedule for next summer is out. For more, we spoke with Mark Volpe, managing director of the BSO, who says the season will begin and end with musical director Andres Nelsons holding the baton.
Andres Nelsons is cleared a good part of his schedule to spend a preponderance of the summer with us, and is opening the BSO part of the festival with a Mahler Second Symphony, and then 8 weeks later he'll be closing it with a Beethoven 9, which is obviously our tradition. There are dozens and dozens of concerts in between those two demarcation points, and with the normal cast of characters, we are so fortunate to have as part of our Tanglewood family. Yo-Yo is playing several times with us, and we have other great artists who we've had many times. The Josh Bells, and Garrick Olson is in fact going to be with us for 5 concerts, and he's our Kusovitsky artist. So there's a great deal of activity both with the BSO as well as the Pops. The Pops has some very interesting offerings this year, and in fact Andres is going to be involved in one. He's going to share the podium with John Williams on film night, and so I think that'll be a first, where we have a music director of the Boston Symphony experiencing film night with the beloved John Williams. And then in the John Williams theme, we're going to be playing the soundtracks as the movie shows on the big screen, and our screen's probably 10 times larger than anything you'll find in a theater, and we'll be doing E.T. and Jaws with the Boston Pops playing, and not to mention a Sondheim show in the first weekend. So there's quite a bit of Pops. There's a great deal of Boston Symphony, and then we have this incredible collection of students from throughout the world called the Tanglewood Music Center Fellows, and they'll be playing concerts through the course of the summer as well.
And something different this year. You're doing new initiatives before and after the concert hours. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, sure. Friday, we're going to set up a little bit of a cabaret setting after the concert, and people, the tent right next to the shed will be made available, and it's going to have a great feel, and certainly be food and beverages of a variety of forms, and also will feature entertainment, maybe with some of the artists around that weekend playing stuff they don't ordinarily play, and they got some people who can play a Beethoven or a Brahms concerto, and can go and play a little, a jazz lick or two. So we have that. And then on Sundays, where we have so many kids, on a nice Berkshire Sunday afternoon, we have several hundred kids in the lawn, and there are going to be additional activities throughout the grounds with instrument demonstrations and all of that. And then for the adults, we'll have some wine tasting and possibly a little yoga, not to suggest kids can't do yoga, but so we're adding activities pre-concert and on Sundays, and post-concert on Fridays.
Also something new, Tanglewood Takes Flight. It's a collaboration with Mass Audubon. What's that all about?
Well, there's a composer, a French composer, named Messiaen, who was fascinated with birds. So in all his music, you hear birds. You hear, in various types of birds. And so we felt our friends at Mass Audubon would have an interest. And so we're going to be playing some of this music at Tanglewood, but also they have that wonderful sanctuary in Pleasant Valley. And so we'll take some of the pieces. And I think there are actually a few at 7, some of the birds are more active at 7 o'clock in the morning. So there'll be students of the Tanglewood Music Center playing at the Pleasant Valley Sanctuary at 7. That's not a normal time for us to play a concert, but it's not a normal theme. So anyhow, it's a wonderful approach, and we have always collaborated. We've had relationships with the Pillow and all of of course Norman Rockwell and the Clark for many years, and so it's nice to go beyond the cultural realm and partner with obviously a very worthy cause, Mass Audubon.
And the one night or two night special events, have those been scheduled yet?
No. We do quite a few popular artists pre-season, post-season, and even occasionally during the season. And so we have a few that we're in serious discussions, and we'll be announcing those mostly at a later date. The one thing we did announce is David Sedaris. You know, I've heard him on public radio for years and years. One of the great wits of our time, and he'll be coming to Tanglewood for the first time. And he sells out Symphony Hall every year, so it'd be nice to have him do some readings from his New Yorker articles and his books, and certainly looking forward to that.
And are tickets on sale for the orchestra and all the other events?
Tickets go on sale in late January. I think January 29th for the broader public. We have a little bit of advance for people to make this all possible by donating to the Tanglewood Festival.
Mark Volpe is the managing director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.